Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back. It is Marks and Reese. WIP goes to AZ Championship coverage. Brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as we broadcast live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. We are here, Ike.
Yes, sir.
Donovan's going to join us coming up here in a minute or
Big
two,
five.
Hopefully. As the Eagles are still, I mean, it's the line's been sitting at this point and a half. I mean, really, it feels like from initially it was a 2.5 when it first opened.
They're point and a half dogs when it opened, and then it immediately flipped to point and a half favorites. It hasn't changed.
And we've been there
the
since.
Other way.
They started as dogs.
They
oh,
did?
No, you're right. You know, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
They opened as point
started out with Kansas City favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then flipped.
And that flipped quickly, and then it's been – and because the Eagles have been bet on more as far as the money and the tickets, so that's why you see the point spread move in their direction. And from there, the over-under's up to 50.5.
Mm-hmm.
So
50.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm leaning under. I like that 50 number. I'm going 27-23.
Yeah, the Chiefs are weird. Like, they, even their all their playoff games this year.
They've been 30.
23-20. 27,
Wait, good
20.
Defenses.
Yeah. The Bengals very good defense.
Defense. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as the Eagles are as well.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're, like you had said earlier, how does this game play out? If you believe the Eagles are going to win like a lot of us, that's not a 37-34 win.
At least I don't see it that way. Yeah. I don't see it that way. I don't know if it's going to be enough possessions in the game to do that, because I do believe the Eagles will lean on their running game, right? I mean, they're going to throw the ball because you know they like to throw the ball, but the idea of wanting to go up and down the field against Pat Mahomes trying to win a shootout, I don't think the Eagles are trying to do that. Now, if the Eagles' defense is struggling to stop Pat Mahomes, then yeah, you got to be a little more aggressive throwing the football. But I think they've been so successful these last 3 weeks running the football, and I'm including that final Giants game where they scored 5 rushing touchdowns. And I can't remember the final score. No, we only got 1 touchdown. They kept kicking field goals in the final game. I remember that. They got the 5 touch rushing touchdowns in the playoff game, right? And then they added, what, 3 more last week? How many did they get against?
They had 4.
They had
against
week against the 49ers.
2 with Miles, 1 with Boston,
so there you
1
go.
With Hurts.
You got 9 rushing touchdowns. Tony Bruno in the house. You got 9 rushing touchdowns, right? 9 rushing touchdowns in the postseason. I don't think the Eagles abandon the running game. I don't think they abandon their running game. They're going to throw the ball and take their chances against this cheap secondary, but I don't think they abandon the running game.
It's Tony Bruno comes
What's
here.
What's up, big man?
A legend on Radio
Row.
Yes,
sir.
Anthony Bruno. Is there we look back at the Super Bowl 5 years ago, and they had a good pass rush. Their secondary wasn't. This secondary is much better.
Yeah.
So you could see how that became a shootout.
Yeah. And with the way Jonathan Gannon plays defense, keeping everything in front of you.
No Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Nah. But he's more willing to give up all that underneath stuff, which could also lead to
less
longer
possessions.
Yeah, longer drives for the Chiefs.
Yep.
Well, you're not just scoring. It takes them 10 plays to score, 12 plays to score, 7 minutes. So you just don't have as many possessions in the game. No. That's why I'm leaning towards sort of under this 50.5. Mm. I got it in like the mid-20s for the score. That's why I kind of see it at. Some field goals. It'll be some red zone stops where teams – like the Chiefs moved the ball against the Bengals. They can get in the red zone.
Yep.
Had to kick field goals, or that game would have been a blowout earlier in that game. And I can kind of see that. I just look at this Eagles defense, and I'm like, I just don't see the Eagles giving up 30 – I just don't see a shootout against this defense. Not with these receivers.
Nope.
Now, if Travis Kelce kills us, then maybe we're in trouble.
Well, Donovan McNabb is on the line right now. Eagle quarterback, great, as we're live in Arizona on Radio Row. What's up, Donovan? How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Big Five.
We're ready.
What's happening with you?
Man, shoot me that Addy, man, so I can see you later on, man.
Hey, all right, it's coming. We need to have an alumni reunion.
Yes, we do. I mean, anyway, okay, let's keep it moving. Let's move on from that.
Let's get the football. All
right, bro, listen, we're out here in Arizona, man, and the teams got here yesterday. Hell, this is Super Bowl. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your thoughts about when we stepped off the plane in Jacksonville, right, when we finally made it to the Super Bowl. You know, explain like that feeling these guys had yesterday arriving to the host city, and then they're going to have media day tonight. What was that like for you? Being a quarterback, you're always going to be the guy that gets a lot of attention when you get to the big game.
Well, I think the excitement finally happened for us where, you know, we make it to the NFC Championships, and all of a sudden we get over the – I guess over the top of making it finally. I think for us, times were a little bit different where we landed. We were just so excited getting off the plane. We had cameras, which these kids have no clue what video recorders are.
yeah.
You know, and we landed in Jacksonville where the weather wasn't all that great anyway. So
yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we were more looking to get to the hotel and we kind of settle in and kind of relax a little bit. You know, we had some downtime in the first couple of days because we had already been preparing a little bit, you know, leading into that point. But more importantly, it was our opportunity to kind of embark our name into the history book. So we kind of got away from football a little bit for a couple of days before we got back to our game plan and practice. I thought all week our practice was great. You know, even though the weather conditions was awful, but yet still it was business as usual. And come game day, I thought we all were kind of in tune and all in one accord, just ready to kind of go out and make things happen.
Mentally, how is Jalen and where is Jalen right now? It seems like that, man, he's always locked in. Tonight's media night. Do you think he lets his hair down a little bit tonight and then from here on it's business as usual, or where do you think Jalen is mentally right now?
I think what you've seen over the course of the year throughout his career, your short career so far, is what you'll see, and that's what you'll get. He's always locked in, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think his way of letting his hair down is a little bit different than most, and I've tried to explain that to people when he was drafted, when I said he's the grown man in the room. He's the grown man in the room, which he's a little bit different than others, but you understand and you begin to deal with it because it's football. He loves football. He's a football junkie, but he also knows how to have fun. So I'm sure he's finding a way to enjoy himself with his family as well as with some of his teammates. But this is a great opportunity for him. And he's talked about the history of the position and the history of being in a game like this. And he understands the magnitude of it, and he's looking forward for the opportunity.
Would you, kind of looking at the game here, would you think that this is Eagles come out passing the ball or feels like that since the injury, really, the passing game hasn't been there, and they didn't get a lot of opportunities against the 49ers for obvious reasons. But, I mean, how do you kind of look at this game early on a Monday feel like that the Eagles come out?
I think personally that they come out with more RPO game than the Bears can. And that's putting a lot of pressure on the defensive tackles and ends of this Kansas City Chiefs defense. Remember, in the AFC Championship against Cincinnati, they put Jones on the inside to create mismatches versus the pass. So now you get one of your faster, bigger defensive ends / tackles to go up against their offensive line, which was weak. Remember, I believe they had three offensive linemen that were out in the playoffs that were starters. So they tried to create the mismatch. You can't do that with us. And if you decide to do that while you're taking your best player and putting them inside, now that puts Lane Johnson one-on-one versus someone that that they probably don't want going up against Lane, and we begin to attack with the run game. And so if you decide to put a safety in a box or you try to blitz a linebacker, then that's, again, when we start to utilize our quick game, an intermediate passing game to set up play action downfield. Because we can attack the secondary downfield, but we just got to do it methodically.
Yeah. Worried, a little worried Andy may have some sort of trick or two up his sleeve.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's
right?
going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, we got to be prepared for, I guess, the unexpected. Andy will have something that we haven't seen on film just yet. But I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if the Eagles didn't have maybe a player or something that, you know, that Andy may not be expecting. You put these two coaches, obviously it's Nick Sirianni's first opportunity to coach in the Super Bowl. Andy, I believe, is his third as a head coach or fourth as a head coach in the Super Bowl. So he certainly has that experience. How do you like that matchup when you look at the two head coaches?
Well, I mean, you bring up something with Andy. And Andy, well, he did a great job. And you can't forget about Eric Bieniemy as well. I think people begin to look past Eric Bieniemy and the progression in which he's had over throughout his career as the offensive coordinator. But, you know, no one wants to mention him because he hasn't received that head coaching job, which he rightfully deserves. So the creativity comes a little bit more from a CFL and college sense, where you focus so much on just the norm, and all of a sudden they do the ring around the Rosie deal and then blurt bust out of the huddle and three people touch the football and one person's wide open in the end zone. So I think the element of surprise is something that the Eagles have to focus in on. Now, as far as Nick Sirianni and the trick plays that we may see from the Philadelphia Eagles, it goes back to like Doug Peterson. It won't be anything out of the norm, but just kind of unexpected. And so it could be a Miles Sanders going out on in motion to get a linebacker to pull out, and all of a sudden you see A.J. Brown running across the field versus one of the middle linebackers, or you may see a toss sweep that goes to a reverse pass. That kind of is kind of conventional, but we know Eric Bieniemy and Andy will come with something that you just think Pop Warner teams would run, and it becomes very successful. Let me add this, too, Ike, that you mentioned about their wide receiving core versus our secondary.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce will be the X factor, obviously, of what they've been successful with in their passing game. But Juju Smith-Schuster in the slot also becomes a threat for because of his size. His size of being able to post up most of our nickel backers and be able to pick up 8, 9, 10 yards a catch. Now, that becomes a problem when the interior part of the defense gets attacked by Juju as well as by Travis. And then now you bring the linebackers down or safeties down to maybe cover a running back, which becomes 1-on-1 on the outside.
Yeah, and you know, people have looked at our defense and have been like, well, the area that they sort of struggle in is the middle of the defense.
Yes,
linebackers
absolutely.
And safety. So, I mean, that whole chess match, whether or not they decide that's what they want to attack the Eagles' defense, it'll be interesting to see how we play Travis Kelce and how Juju in that slot. It's going to be Avante Maddox, but like you said, Juju is a physical wide receiver too. So,
yeah.
You know, be a nice little matchup there.
Donovan, do you have a Monday? Because we don't have to put out an official prediction. We don't talk. I don't think we're talking to you again until the game. So do you have a Monday look-ahead prediction on the game?
There will not be a prediction, obviously, because I would hope the Eagles would win. I just like I'm still waiting on my tickets to get to the game, but that's a whole other issue.
They ain't called you with the tickets yet.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's coming. Don't worry. They're coming. They're coming, man. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. but more importantly, I'm waiting to kind of just hear as far as the injury report is concerned. Where guys are right now as far as their status with the injuries. Because I believe one of the receivers from the Kansas City Chiefs got hurt in the AFC Championship game with an ankle. I want to hear you know, where he's at. I want to hear Jalen's progress as far as his injury is concerned. So that's where I'm kind of am right now as far as would it be a Monday. On Thursday, as far as, you know, what shock will we hear as far as an injury is concerned?
Mm. All right. Well, Donovan, appreciate it. We were looking to see maybe you were going to be walking around down here at all today. Will you be on Radio Row at all this week, or we'll have to see you?
I will be at Radio Row later this week. I'll be down there doing a few things. I have some other appearances and engagements that I'm locked into throughout the rest of the week. So I'll be pretty busy and active leading up into the game, and then we'll see what happens in the game. Will I be watching it at home or whatever?
Can't you send a text message or something? What's going on, man?
Well, he has better connections than I have.
Yeah, he probably does.
Hey, yeah, you would think.
All right, Donovan. We'll see you later this week, man.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon, man. Yep, I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. All right.
Number 5, Donovan McNabb.
He was serious about those tickets.
Yeah, sounds like he wants to go to the game. Sounds like he's waiting to hear back from somebody.
Yeah, sounds like he's waiting on the call back. Yeah.
Yeah. Might determine if he's rooting for Andy on Sunday.
Depends on who comes up with those tickets.
Yeah, he can bought. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Well, I mean, listen,
we'll do the negotiating for him.
Well, here's the thing. He'll definitely be rooting for the Eagles, but if the Chiefs were to win, don't think he would appear in that locker room. Congratulations.
Come on, man. Andy got his guy. Yes. No, Andy got his one. He gets one. He doesn't get multiple. You're allowed to be happy for the first one. Anything after that is just piling on. Well, there he is. That's Jack Fritz. He's
Jack
engineering.
Fritz, yes.
Yep, engineering.
So does this change your top? Do you still do top 5 at 5 when you're the engineer?
Yeah, I got one. I mean, okay. I'm pretty swamped over here, as you can see. But I was able to come up with the top 5.
Okay, sure. I just didn't know if you were. It's in your contract that if you engineer, do you still do on air work?
Yeah. Right.
Does it change your personality on the air? Do you become a little more buttoned up?
Well, I still feel weird when I'm here because I know when to jump in back in the studio. When I'm live looking at you two.
It changes the dynamic of the show. Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
No one even
fine.
Knows Tucker's back there today.
No, I mean, listen, Tucker's doing a great job on the board today.
I know, he's
keeping
us on the air.
Yeah, he's been quick on the drop when somebody asked for – not bad with the asking for Ike Juice.
No, that's not too bad.
The neck roll was quick.
Right on time.
I don't even know where that is on the board.
But I haven't – you know. We haven't heard the usual amount of drops that usually occur on this program.
We have not, which is
– Tucker's not a drop guy.
Well, maybe by the end of the week I will be.
Have a feel for me one time, kid.
Yep. Yeah, Tucker, it sounds like you're getting carte blanche to just, you know, go for the drop.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you feel. Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty overwhelming. There's like 200 just staring at me.
There are. There are.
It's part of the job.
All right, it's only Monday, Tucker. I think you've done a fabulous job.
No,
what
you need to do is take a picture of that, take a picture of the board, and study it tonight so you know what to look at tomorrow.
Quiz
I'll print it out. I'll listen to the show again tonight, and I'll hit the buttons of where
check
I think
the
they should go.
Get the all-22 of your program, of your job today.
All right, well.
Oh, my goodness.
Elliot Shore Parks is live here. Oh, with this,
welcome back to radio.
Look at Jack just educating, trying to make the people.
Well,
better.
It's a developmental program here at WIP.
Elliot,
maybe Tucker could teach you a few things.
Well,
too, so.
No, he can't.
No.
But we're developing the Fritz way with right. these younger producers.
Well,
good to know.
Yes,
what are you,
Jack
24?
Is. Yeah. Jack is. He's mentoring the future. Pain in the asses at WIP.
Yes.
So, Elliot, you just took a walk over when we had Donovan on. So Peacock and NBC Sports, they have a setup. It's where Mike Florio does his show that's on Peacock with Chris Sims, and I think they're taping other podcasts and things like that. But Chris Sims was spotted over there.
Yeah,
earlier.
Tried to get him.
And?
He was gone by the time I got over there.
All right, so we're going to have to –
I think you know, it'd be fun to talk to him about Jalen, see what he thinks now.
But
curious.
He's weaselly about it now.
Like, well, I think you could have some, you know, good, honest conversation.
What you're saying, on the air?
Yeah, I want to try to get him.
Because I would –
he's going to put him in a headlock.
Look, I don't think he's going to come over here.
Right.
Maybe I can get him on the Go Birds pod or something. I'm saying just use my phone.
Elliot's out for his own.
No, so wow. I would
love if he came over here, but let's be real. He's not going to walk over here.
Guy.
No,
me guy.
No, what I'm saying is that, like.
By the way, the GoBirds pod is for the station, by the way. It's not like it's an independently run podcast.
If you torpedoed him with a, hey, Chris, WIP in Philly, what's up, man? People want to know why you hate Jalen Hurts. Yeah. And you just recorded.
That wasn't going to be my game plan.
Gotcha, Jerry.
What was going to be your game plan? Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to go up to him like, I enjoy your Jalen Hurts evaluations. Is it? I'd be curious to talk to you about it, see what you think. Yeah.
See, I was looking for a different reaction.
No, I wasn't going to bum rush him with my camera and a video.
No, you need to run up to him with
TMZ,
the phone right.
Paparazzi.
Because what's happened when we tried to actually be professionals about
correct.
Booking
we don't
he
get
never,
him.
He won't do it.
And now you wonder why he won't walk over here.
Well, because he won't do it, so that's the only
way. No, what we need to do is we need Howard, because Howard and him are boys.
And then have him broker the conversation.
Say, hey, we'll have a friendly banter about it.
He can go on Howard's show Saturday morning.
He usually does.
Yeah.
He probably will. He probably will.
Huh. Just be curious, see what he's, you know. Why he was down on Jalen? What didn't he like about him? Has he changed his mind?
Elliot wants to have a discussion.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, I'm not trying to embarrass him.
Yeah, Elliot wants to have a discussion.
So
yeah.
you're giving the people what they don't want is what you're saying? Because no,
because Elliot, what I want.
Elliot, the people don't care.
They want blood.
They just want him yelled at.
Well, I got news for you guys. They've already won. You guys have won. The Jalen.
That's
great.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
No, they have one, but
just like Jalen Hurts,
but just like with me, they want blood for me.
Banner. Yeah, well, you haven't won.
Yeah, he has to look at that Jalen Hurts.
Over his shoulder the whole time he does the show.
Well, I will be here early tomorrow morning.
All right,
so I will.
But you promise you'll bum rush?
I will bum rush him because I'm going to say hi to Florio because I like Mike Florio,
good close friend.
Yes, and so I'll say hi to him and I'll be like, hey, Chris, Eagles fans hate you. What to say?
Listen,
I'll do something.
Don't get tossed.
Now, what if he?
I was gonna say.
But what if he turns
take
around?
Your credential.
Rod doesn't approve of my question.
Yes. Don't get tossed off radio.
They probably got security over by that set.
No, stop. Come on.
Wait, I bet you they got something over there.
Security for what? The public's not allowed
for you.
In here.
It sounds like you're the one talking about running over in Bemrush.
Well, I think after this segment, you're gonna be on a list tomorrow, John. Like,
they already noticed me.
Yeah, your face is gonna be printed all over this place.
All right. Well.
Oh man.
Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Pick a gift for $249 or more for Valentine's Day. And Mark's Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses. Mark's-Jewelers.com for details. What has our Twitter activity been so far today, Jack? I know we briefly talked about the 76ers stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an active day.
We brought up Furkan and moved on from him completely.
Poor Furkan.
Well, it's breaking news.
Kind of like the teams are going to trade for him.
We went into discussing trading for KD more than we did for
By the way, it's holding.
Rightfully so.
52-48 still said they would trade Maxey for
would,
KD.
Yeah.
So good to see the fan base growing up a little bit, you know?
Well, again, when you get moved to the bench, I think it impacts
your
value a little
bit. No, that's not what you said. Move to the bench is different.
He got benched.
He
got benched. He used to start, and now he does not. What else
I'm not even going to argue with you anymore, Elliot.
People would be more surprised if the Eagles lose than win by 10 plus, by the way.
Which would surprise you more, Elliot, in the Super Bowl? The Eagles win by 10 or the Eagles lose?
It would surprise me more if the Eagles won by 10 plus, for sure.
The Eagles lose is what is
I'm
what
guessing
people
what's
are
that,
saying
70%?
Here. So we'll go it's something like that, like 60-some percent. So we're going to do heavy phones coming up. No, it's 56% the Eagles lose. We'll do heavy phones coming up on the other side, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks right now is leaning towards the Chiefs in his prediction in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
He went 51-49.
Wow. 51-49.
But
there's no shame in losing to the Chiefs.
To your point, I would not be shocked if they lost, and it wouldn't be like they're slight favorites in the game. I feel like people are overlooking the fact that Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid are on the other side of what the Eagles are playing on Sunday. And that's significant.
And the Chiefs' defense is better than people think.
Agree or disagree. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Let's check your confidence meter on this Monday afternoon. We're live in Arizona, broadcasting live from AZ, from Radio Row. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. We're back with you after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now and use promo code Ike so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. Now, you'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. And I'm starting to like the anytime touchdown scores in FanDuel. Got a couple for you for Sunday's game. Let's start with the Eagles. I'll go with Jalen Hurts in anytime touchdown. I'm going with Devontae Smith as well with an anytime touchdown. And then let's go with Boston Scott, anytime touchdown. Come on, man. What type of anytime touchdown can you have without having Boston Scott be a part of it? And he's plus 600. So that's good money and good value. Now, you can find that all on the top-rated sportsbook app. Safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you get paid your winnings instantly. That's why I really like the FanDuel app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So join FanDuel today with promo code Ike to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57 and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.